Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the beginning of the end of WOTUS in just a moment.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
Neighbors, let me tell you about the Apache Auction Special Cow Sale coming Saturday, March 11th at high noon. They're going to be offering over 800 head, including 300 head from Naught Ranches, 7 to 9-year-old heavy-bred cows and pairs, 30 head of heavy-bred first calf heifers, all bred to low birth weight bulls. Now, if you want information about all the consignments, you can call Apache at 1-888-926-9696. That's 888-926-9696, or go to their website, ApacheAuction.com. President Donald Trump called it a disaster. We're talking about WOTUS. And yesterday he signed an executive order directing the Environmental Protection Agency to review the rule, reconsider it. And most of U.S. agriculture is cheering, including Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
We are absolutely thrilled with the executive order that basically sets the stage for this rule to be rescinded or utterly revamped and in chain. Again, it's a huge win for the cattle industry, but all in agriculture. And as you said, you know, this is something that he has been focusing on. It was a part of the conversation that he had with all of us when he was on the campaign trail. It's something that he has continued to talk about by name. And when he made the decision to put Administrator Pruitt in place, he also made it very clear that one of his top priorities for the administrator was to figure out a way to unwind Waters United States. And so this is really a critical step in making sure that gets done sooner than later.
Specifically on that whole process, what does this executive order really instruct Administrator Pruitt and the Army Corps to do?
Well, what it does is it actually gives Administrator Pruitt and the Army Corps of Engineers the authority to go in and start the process of either rescinding this rule or to completely go back to the drawing board and start from scratch. You know, the issue that we had with WOTUS compared to some of the other rules and regulations that he's talked about rolling back is that this particular rule had already been finalized and was in place. So there's a little bit different process that he has to go through in order to make sure that this is done in a legal process that is using the Administrative Procedures Act to ensure that it's done properly and will stand the test of anybody who wants to take it to court. So really, this is the first step in what will be additional steps using the Federal Register and the rulemaking process to unwind this. But we needed the authority to get started, and that's what he granted today with this executive order.
Now, it could be some folks that were very strongly in favor of the rule as Gina McCartney released it. That means almost certainly we will see a legal challenge to this EO.
More than likely, and that's just something that we have grown accustomed to with EPA and their rules and regulations. It seems like every time there's a rule and regulation, there is somebody who is suing on one side or the other. So we're not surprised, but I think that really adds even more emphasis on the focus of doing this right, following the Administrative Procedures Act and ensuring that nobody can throw rocks at the process. As long as we can make sure that the process is solid, we believe that we've got all the science and examples needed in order to substantiate or justify what the President and the Administrator are now going to be able to do.
We've said all along, Colin, that it would probably be a fairly lengthy process, a year or two before this thing could really be unwound. Does this speed that time frame up at all, or is that still a fairly lengthy process ahead of us?
I still think it's going to be a lengthy process ahead of us. Really, the one thing that we needed was the authority to just go ahead and get started on it. Now we have that, we can start the clock. So now that authority has been granted, we can expect probably some pretty quick action in having a game plan from the administrator on exactly how he's going to approach it. And then hopefully very soon start seeing some notices within the Federal Register that talk about the process that they are using to rescind this. Now, the question really is at this point, point in time, Ron, is will they just completely rescind it and leave it alone, or will they rescind it and then start anew? And that is a discussion that we have had within our industry, is that there's still a lot of uncertainty on the overall scope and jurisdiction of EPA and the Corps when it comes to the Clean Water Act, and we still need some guidance on that. The Waters of the United States was not the way to do it, but if the administrator decides to bring industry in and to really start from scratch and work with us to try to figure out a way forward, then this would also be a good opportunity to make that happen too.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, you're invited to the 2017 Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 550 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls that day, starting at 10 a.m. These Express Ranch bulls all have genomically tested EPDs with the Zoetis I50K technology. For more information, go to their website, www.expressranches.com, or give Express Ranches a call at 800-664-3977. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.